You're listening to SBS News.
A third person has died from coronavirus in Victoria. Health Minister Jenny Markakos confirmed the third death on Thursday afternoon, adding the deaths should prompt everyone to take very seriously the message to stay at home unless it's absolutely essential to leave your home. There are almost 3,000 cases nationally as the health system expands its intensive care capacity with the purchase of more ventilators. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says one person who died overnight was aged in their 60s, proving it's not only older people losing their lives.
The whole thing is in our hands as a society. We need to take these things seriously. And those messages for return travellers, for those that are sick, those that have been recognised as contacts of people that have COVID-19, we need to stay at home and isolate ourselves from others.
The deaths come as Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia move to close schools to most students. The Queensland school system will shift towards having no students next week, except for essential worker parents who can send their children to class. The state government says schools will remain open and vulnerable children can remain, but teachers will prepare for a home learning model. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says parents who keep their children at home should be doing classwork next week, not out socialising.
I think we've actually struck the right balance here. I'm really happy with the decision that I've made in consultation with the Education Minister, and I think that it satisfies our workers out there to make sure that their students are still learning, and it also satisfies the community concern that parents can have their children at home learning.
The Chief Health Officer for New South Wales says it will take at least 7 days before medical experts can gauge the success of widespread shutdowns implemented across Australia to tackle COVID-19. The number of New South Wales coronavirus cases jumped on Thursday to 1,219, a rise of 190 on the previous day and the highest number in the country. Police have been granted new powers to crack down on those flouting public health orders in New South Wales, and no cruise ship passengers would be permitted to disembark in New South Wales until further notice. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's ready to move ahead of the Commonwealth if it's required to declare a lockdown across New South Wales over the weekend.
New South Wales is different to the other states, and if the information I get from the health experts suggests that the curve, as we call it, if cases aren't going in the direction we need them to go to, I will go further in New South Wales.
Seven European passengers on board a cruise ship have tested positive to coronavirus after Western Australian health officials conducted an assessment. More than 800 passengers from overseas are on board and two are reportedly unwell, but they have tested negative to COVID-19. Premier Mark McGowan says the Commonwealth is responsible for the ship, and if the unwell passengers need care, they won't be sent to a state facility. He says he doesn't want a repeat of what happened in Sydney, where Ruby Princess passengers were allowed to disembark.
The Artania cruise ship must continue on its journey to South Africa urgently. This ship needs to leave immediately. I want the Commonwealth to make that happen.
The Northern Territory's Health Minister has announced a ban on social visits to Northern Territory prisons to protect the community from the spread of coronavirus. The Territory hasn't recorded any community transmission of COVID-19, but authorities are urging anyone who has been overseas or interstate to self-isolate. Tasmania will more than double its economic stimulus package, while South Australia's Premier has announced a total of $1 billion to support both households and businesses through the coronavirus pandemic. Premier Steve Marshall says the government wants businesses to continue operating so South Australians can keep their jobs.
We want to relieve as much stress as possible for individuals and for families. We want to keep the South Australian community and economy functioning so that when this virus is beaten, and it will be, we can bounce back as quickly as possible.
Federal Labor is pushing for a freeze on evictions to ensure renters facing hardship are not left without a home during the coronavirus pandemic. There are calls for Australia to follow New Zealand and the United Kingdom in the implementation of measures to better support tenants. Labor also wants increased protection for landlords and utility providers to be kinder to those paying the bills during the health emergency. The opposition's housing spokesman, Jason Clare, says it'll be difficult for Australians to self-isolate if they don't have a secure home to live in.
When people are being told to stay at home, those things are now more important than ever. We need to make sure that those state utilities or the private organisations that provide those services understand that and provide relief and support for all Australians at this very, very crucial time.
The federal government is working to try and secure the return to Australia of those stranded overseas by transport cancellations and border closures because of the coronavirus crisis. More than 3,000 Australians are marooned on more than 30 cruise ships around the world. Thousands of others are stuck on land. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it has received more than 18,000 requests for assistance from Australians since the 13th of March. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says the government is working with airlines and other private enterprises to try to get Australians home. She's told the Nine Network she's particularly concerned about Australians in Peru, South Africa and Nepal.
In some places, of course, it is much more difficult to leave, as I've said. And I think a good case in point is Peru. At the moment, we are working very closely with an Australian business called Chimu Travel in providing them assurances from government so they can assist Australians to leave. That is, they are talks that are underway. There are a number of other areas where I'm also concerned. Nepal, Kathmandu in particular, South Africa has recently closed its flights down too. So they're discussions that we're having.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.